Hey everyone, welcome to an all-new edition of the Sports Report Podcast NFL Draft version with NFL news and notes to get to as well. The NFL Draft is this Friday. Clay has his mock draft ready to go. We also have news circling around the New England Patriots and the Carolina Panthers. All this and more on today's NFL Podcast, NFL Draft Edition with Brad and Clay. Clay, how's it going, buddy?
Hey, going good. How you doing?
Doing good, man. I'm ready to I'm just like everyone else. I'm excited to see what Clay's NFL draft mock looks like. I know we've all been anticipating, you know, for the last few weeks, and then it got crazy last week with a few big trades.
Yeah.
First with the Titans trade the number one overall pick to the LA Rams, and now official last week, the Philadelphia Eagles have traded up into this year's draft with the Cleveland Browns and acquired the number two overall pick, and they're said to be taking a quarterback.
That's what the rumor is, which makes me wonder what they're going to do with Sam Bradford. But I don't know. I hear they like the big kid out of North Dakota State. That's what the rumor is. So we'll see.
Just to give you a breakdown of what we saw take place in that draft, the Browns acquire the number 8 overall pick in this year's draft. They swap it with the Eagles there. They get a late third-round pick and a fourth-round pick in this year's draft, first round of next year's, and a second round of 2018. Eagles get the second overall pick in this year's draft and a fourth-round pick next season. And, Clay, you just mentioned Sam Bradford. This is a guy who announced, came out publicly and said yesterday that he is demanding a trade out of Philadelphia and he won't be attending any of the off-season programs.
Right.
Can't blame him. However,
he ain't gonna be there.
Interesting note, just one quick interesting note on Sam Bradford. How many touchdowns do you think he's thrown in his career?
Less than 100. 100, probably about 75.
Really close. He's thrown 78 touchdown passes in his career, and he's also just coincidentally made $78 million in his career. So he's averaging $1 million per touchdown.
Wow.
That's insane.
That is insane.
So, Clay, I'm ready when you are to dive into this year's draft. I know we have a lot to get to when it comes to, of course, the first round that will take place Friday. I'm ready when you are, buddy.
You are ready. I get a little Monday Night Football music or anything like that.
Hold on. I can find it. Hold on a second. I can get to something. Yeah, I can find it something, man. Get us some NFL music going in here.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. It's going to be interesting. We got Goff, you got Wentz, and even Paxton Lynch is in play for one of those two picks in the top two.
You're right. It'll be interesting. If you can't find music, it's good.
I'm looking. I can get us college football music. How about that?
Yeah,
all right, here we go.
I mean, it's just as much college as it is NFL.
That's right. Here we go. NFL's Clay's NFL draft mock. Right here we go. There it is, buddy.
All right. Starting out with the number one overall pick, the Rams, now of Los Angeles. Moving up, I think they take the local kid, Jared Goff. That's what all the reports are. I personally like Carson Wentz a little bit better, but Goff is still a talented kid. He's got a good arm. He's smart. Obviously, he went to Cal. So, you know, I think he'll be a good quarterback, and they need a good quarterback. You know, they've had Sam Bradford. That didn't really work out. Nick Foles obviously didn't work out. So, you know, they need a quarterback, and I think they get a quarterback. And I think it will be Jared Goff. And speaking of quarterback, at number two, I got the Eagles, who just, as you mentioned, just moved up. And all indications are that they're taking a quarterback. I think it will be the big kid out of North Dakota State, Carson Wentz. He's a big kid, got a big arm. Played at a smaller school, but you know, as you know, North Dakota State's not a pushover. I mean, they've won like 4 national championships in a row. I mean, they're a really talented team. So I think Carson Wentz will be the quarterback of the future for the Eagles, and I think they'll take him at number two, which, you know, we may see Sam Bradford come into play later in the draft. You never know.
One quick thing about Sam Bradford is now there's many options out there. The Denver Broncos are actually one of the first ones to call Philadelphia, and now they actually say that their asking price for Sam Bradford was too much, so the Denver Broncos are weighing their options to see if maybe Philadelphia will bring it down a little bit. Other teams involved, well, I heard Dallas was involved, Cleveland, another team. Even the Buffalo Bills are looking at him.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll. Yeah, the Bills, Jets, I would think.
Yeah, the Jets are on there as well. That's right.
But yeah, there's a few teams that would like to have a Sam Bradford, no doubt about it. Let's see, going to number three, the Chargers. You know, the Chargers are going to be loving these teams moving up because now they get, you know, the best tackle in the draft. I got them taking Laramie Tunsil out of Ole Miss. You know, Phillip Rivers isn't getting any younger, and he needs all the protection he can get, you know, and I think drafting Laramie Tunsil will allow them to move DJ Fluker over to the left side. Over to the right side with Tunsil manning the left side. So I think that'll form a pretty good young duo of tackles there in San Diego. At number four, the Cowboys. They got a lot of options here, but they really need a pass rusher. And the best pass rusher in this draft is Joey Bosa out of Ohio State, big defensive end. You know, he's got great measurables. He performed well. You know, he lit up the stat sheet. You know, he's a really good player. One of the best defensive players in this draft. Probably the best defensive player in the draft. Well, Jalen Ramsey, who I'll get to in just a second. So I think he'll make Jerry Jones very happy. I think Jerry Jones will... he wants to draft Ezekiel Elliott from what I'm hearing, but I think...
That's what I heard, is that they're kind of interested. They're interested in Ohio State Buckeye player, but which one?
Yeah, I think they'll go with both. I think they'll make a smart move. I don't think a running back is warranted of a top five pick with the way the game has been played. And number five, I got maybe the best player in the draft, according to a lot of people. That's the defensive back, Jalen Ramsey, out of Florida State, going to the Jaguars, which I think would be huge because I really like the direction of this Jacksonville team. They're like some of the, they're kind of like the Boston Celtics or some of these other young teams that you like in the NBA. Jacksonville's really on the rise. They made some good signings in free agency. They had some money and they spent it well. You know, they're building that defense. And Jalen Ramsey, he can play safety. He can play corner. I think he'll play corner in the NFL. I think he'll be a good one. And he's going to start from day one and really help this Jackson. I think this Jackson team could be a sleeper playoff team next year. Baltimore, it's weird seeing Baltimore in the top 10 with a 6 overall pick, but I got to take in your boy, DeForest Buckner, the big defensive end out of Oregon. Defensive end might not be their biggest need. I think they need another inside linebacker to pair up with C.J. Mosley, but there's really nobody there that's worthy of the 6th pick, so I got him improving their front four with Zeke DeForest Buckner. I think he'll fit in well in Baltimore. The Niners, who have the 7th overall pick, I got them going with your boy Miles Jack out of UCLA. I think they have obviously San Francisco has a lot of holes, but I think you pair Miles Jack up, put him next to Navarro Bowman. That's a pretty good young linebacker duo. They could wreak havoc for many years to come. I think it just feels like the right pick to me. He's from UCLA. It's kind of close.
Right, staying home, basically.
Staying home. I really think Miles Jack will end up a Niner. The Browns pick at number 8. This was a tough one because the Browns have so many holes. So many holes. They're basically an expansion team at this point.
I guess RG3 is your quarterback right now, right?
I guess, and if they're going to give him a chance to be the quarterback, they might as well draft a good left tackle. So I got him drafting Ronnie Stanley, a big left tackle out of Notre Dame. I think he's a really talented kid. He's not quite as good as Laramie Tunsil, but he's on up there. You know, if they're going to give RG3 a chance, I think they should give him a legitimate chance and get a veteran left tackle or get a potentially dominant left tackle in Ronnie Stanley. So that's who I got going. Number 8 to Cleveland. Number 9, the Bucks. I got him going with Vernon Hargraves, out of quarterback out of Florida. I know you like him.
Oh yeah,
played in the SEC, really good player. The Bucks, Tampa Bay did sign Brent Grimes to free agency, but you know Grimes is 32 years old. You know, and I think Hargraves at number 9. I think he's too good of a player to pass up. Really helps solidify that deep defense and that secondary. Tampa, much like Jacksonville, a team that's really on the rise. The Giants at number 10, I got to go with Shaq Lawson out of Cleveland. Now, it seems like a stretch to me, but they lost Robert Ayers in free agency. They didn't really sign anybody to take his place, so they did a big hole at defensive end. We also got JPP, Jason Pierre-Paul. You know, he lost his finger and played last season with a big club on his hand, so he wasn't as productive. So I think defensive end is a huge need for New York when they get the best defensive end left on the board and Shaq Lawson. I think he's a pretty good player. I think that's a little bit of a reach taking him at number 10, but at the end of the day, you got to fill a need, and Shaq Lawson will fill that need. At number 11, now I'm going with another Clemson guy. This Clemson player's really impressed me in the national championship game. This is a guy who a lot of people have is a late first-round pick, even a second, early second-round pick, but I got him going here at number 11. I got the Bears taking McKenzie Alexander.
Wow, I like it.
Big corner from Cleveland. I really like this kid.
Yeah, he turned a lot of heads in that national championship game.
He's physical. He don't mind support getting his hands dirty, playing the run, playing the pass. He's a great athlete. I think he's behind Jalen. I think he's obviously behind Ramsey and behind Hargraves, but I think he's the third best corner in this draft. So I think he goes to Chicago, who needs some help. Chicago's done a good job trying to build back their front. They signed a couple good inside linebackers in free agency, and now I think they need to help their secondary. So I got him going with McKenzie Alexander. I think he'll fit in good at Chicago. The Saints got a lot of holes on defense. Defensive tackle is one of their biggest holes, and so I got to go with Sheldon Rankins, maybe the best defensive tackle in this class. Big guy at Louisville, great athlete. He's going to come in right away and help that front four. Moving on to the Dolphins, I got the Dolphins going with Mitchell Ezekiel Elliott earlier, potentially being linked to the Cowboys. But I think at number 13 is a more realistic landing spot for him. I got him going to the Dolphins to replace Lamar Miller, who's gone up to Houston. I think at 13, that's a pretty safe place to take Ezekiel Elliott. I know the running back position is not as valued as much, but Ezekiel Elliott is a really good player, and I don't think that's too much of a reach at number 13 to take him. So that's who I got the Dolphins taking at 13. At 14, the Raiders, I got them going to Reggie Ragland. Some people might think that's a bit of a reach, but they need an inside linebacker. They need to keep. They got they got Sheldon. They got not Sheldon Mack, but they got Mac. I don't know what's his first name. Outside linebacker, from Buffalo. But they need some help on the inside, and I think Reggie Ragland, fits into that Raiders style. That old school smash mouth. I think he'd be a great fit in Oakland. Although Longo McClain obviously didn't work out. The last Alabama linebacker that Oakland drafted, but that was a long time ago. I think he'll do well in Oakland. The Titans, the team that traded all the way back to number 15, stockpiling picks, and I think they still get their tackle. They were rumored to take Laramie Tunsil if they stayed put at number 1. I think they trade back to number 15. They still get a good tackle. I got them taking Jack Conklin. Big right tackle out of Michigan State. They can put him at right tackle. Who's the left tackle for Tennessee? His name flipped my mind. He played at Michigan. Anyway, they keep him at left tackle and have Conklin at right tackle. So Tennessee, really comes out of this draft looking good. Start on picks and still getting a starting right tackle there at number 15. At number 16, I got the Detroit Lions. I got them drafting A'shaun Robinson, your boy from Alabama.
Oh, yeah, A'shaun.
Detroit needs some help on defense, especially up front. And Robinson, I think he can play. He's a guy who can play. He can be a nose tackle. He can be a defensive end. He can be a defensive tackle. He can play a lot of different positions. He's a real good athlete. Just a huge, huge human being. He's only 21 years old, too. That's the scary part. He looks like he's 34, and he's only 21 years old.
I know, with that bald head and that beard, it looks like he's a grown man. He is a grown man.
Maybe he's like Greg Oden.
Basically, yeah.
I hope he has a better injury.
Yeah, hope he has a better career ahead of him.
Yeah, I agree. For Detroit's sake, I hope he does. And I think he will. I think he'll do good. This next pick, you know, this was hard for me to
Yeah, I'm really, really interested in what I hear here for the 17 overall pick.
Yeah, the Falcons, I've been back and forth. You know, ideally, Reggie Ragland would still be on the board because Atlanta really needs an inside linebacker. Some Atlanta Falcons fans want him as a pass rusher, but they signed Derek Shelby in the offseason. They got Vic Beasley. They re-signed Adrian Claiborne. I don't think defensive end is the biggest need. Strong safety may actually be the biggest need, but there's not any strong safeties, in my opinion, worthy of going in round one. So at the end of the day, I decided to go with Darren Lee, outside linebacker from Ohio State. Yeah, he's a little undersized, but he's really fast. He's a great coverage linebacker. Atlanta was terrible at covering backs and tight ends out of the backfield last year. The linebackers were terrible in coverage, and he's the best linebacker, athletically speaking, in this class. So I think he'll be a good fit in Coach Dan Quinn's system, and I don't think it's too much for reach taking him at number 17. Do you like that pick for the Falcons, Brent?
I do. I think it's pretty great pick because there's, you know, obviously there was rumors about him going a little bit earlier, possibly to the, you know, to the Dolphins or somewhere like that earlier on in the first round. But that's, if he's still there on the board and if you're Atlanta, that's a really big need that you have for your defense. I think you go out and get him.
Again, I would prefer Ragland because I think he's more NFL ready, but I wouldn't be upset if Darren Lee is the pick for my Atlanta Falcons. Okay, at 18, the Colts, they need help on the offensive line. Taylor Decker, big offensive tackle from Ohio State, still sitting on the board. No way you pass him up. You know, Andrew Luck, you know, with his injury history.
Right. Definitely need more protection in Indianapolis right now.
Taylor Decker's a good player. I think that's a good solid pick at number 18. Number 19, the Bills, who's been rumored to be interested in quarterbacks. They've been interested in moving up. Draft a quarterback, but I thought Tyrod Taylor played pretty well last year. I think he deserves at least another year or two. You know, they lost Mario Williams in the offseason to free agency. They really haven't done anything to replace him, so I got another Clemson player, Kevin Dodd. Remember him from the National Championship game?
Oh, yeah, I remember him plenty.
He made some plays. A little bit undersized, but I think he can grow into it. Yeah, he's really fast, really physical. I think he can be a good fit in Rex Ryan's system. Moving on to number 20, the Jets, who, you know, are also big in on the quarterbacks. At the end of the day, I think Fitzpatrick, surely they got to get a deal worked out. Do you agree?
They have to. If they don't, I know he's asking for a ton of money, but if they don't, they really don't. I mean, Geno Smith's not your boy. You can't rely on him. And if you go out, maybe you find a way to get Sam Bradford or something. But I think you have to find a way to make it work with Fitzpatrick.
I think they'll find a way to make it work with Fitzpatrick, and I think they'll continue to build around that defense. I think they're going. I got to take Leonard Floyd, athletic linebacker out of Georgia. He can move around. He can play a little bit of inside if he has to. He can play 3-4 outside linebacker. He's real big, long, athletic player. I think he'll fit in well in that Jets defense. Number 21, the Redskins, who made a big signing here recently, signing Josh Norman out of the cornerback formerly of the Carolina Panthers.
Right.
To solidify that secondary, I think they're going to go with the defensive front here at number 21. I got taking Jaron Reed out of Alabama, probably the best run stuffer in this class. And that's really putting together a really solid defense, a pretty solid team in Washington. They were a playoff team last year, man. They're just getting better and better every day, it seems like.
Kirk Cousins.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Kirk Cousins, that's your boy. He's going to lead. You know, right now, I would put them as the favorite to win the the NFC East.
No doubt about it. Yeah, that's not even, let's see. Cowboys are in rebuilding.
Giants, you never know. I mean, they're a team who, you know, Eli Manning, and you never know when Odell Beckham is kind of, we've seen a bad side of him this past year, so now you don't even know. The defense is kind of shaking up now. Another new coach, Tom Coughlin gone. Don't know what to expect from the Giants this year.
You're right.
And the Eagles in the same situation.
The Eagles, who knows where they're going to go. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think it's the Redskins division to lose, no doubt about it. I
think so, too.
At 22, now, this is a bit of a reach. This player, he's had a little bit of injury concerns here recently, but I think he should be okay well before the start of the season. The Texans, I think they need another receiver to match up with Andre Hopkins. I got him going with Josh Dotson. He may not be he's not the first receiver on a lot of people's boards, but I think he's the safest pick. Laquan Treadwell, he's had some injury concerns. He had some things. He's right there. Corey Coleman out of Baylor is another good player. Will Fuller out of Notre Dame. He's got some issues with, dropping a lot of passes, but he's a great athlete. But I think Josh Dotson is the safest pick. I really like this guy. I think the Texans will make him the pick at number 22, the first receiver off the board. That tells you something about this receiver class, and I don't think we're going to be taking until number 22. But I think there'll be a little bit of a run on receivers because my next two picks are receivers. Starting with number 23, the Vikings, I got them going with Treadwell out of Ole Miss.
That'd be a good pickup.
That would be a good pickup, Teddy Bridgewater is another weapon for him to, another toy for Bridgewater to play with and let that offense continue to open up. They were still pretty conservative last year, but I think, give Teddy another year, give him another weapon, let that offense continue to grow, and I think they'll do well. Go ahead.
That kind of fills the gap from Mike Wallace leaving and going somewhere else. Now you draft a young guy who's, in my opinion, really just a really well built receiver all the way. And it seemed like right after that injury he suffered, was it his junior year or sophomore year? When he had that bad injury against Auburn, then he comes back even better last year and was really strong and one of the best receivers in college football last year. So it's definitely a huge gift for Minnesota. If he's still there, I think you definitely got to grab him there.
Oh, no doubt about it. At number 24, the Bengals. The Bengals lost Sanu to the Falcons and Jones. I'm not sure why. I think he's got with the Colts, maybe. Marvin Jones.
I think you're right. I think he did go to Indianapolis. I think you're right.
So anyways, they lost. They still got AJ Green, but they lost the number 2 and number 3 receiver. So the Bengals, they have no other choice. Really, they have to draft a receiver. I got them going with. It was tough between Corey Coleman and Will Fuller. Will Fuller out of Notre Dame, really talented. Got some issues with his hand. I got him going with a little bit safer pick with Corey Coleman. He's still a good athlete and a good player out of Baylor. I think he'll fit in well in Cincinnati. At 25, the Steelers. I got them going with Eli Apple, a big physical corner out of Ohio State. I just think he fits in well with that kind of Steeler philosophy, that Steeler mindset, big, physical, fast. I think he'll do well as a Steeler. This next pick, the Seahawks, I was kind of back and forth on this one. I don't know if this guy is really worthy of being taken in the first round. I like him. He's a good player. But it may be a bit of a reach, but it definitely feels a big position of need. I got the Seahawks taking Ryan Kelly, the center out of Alabama.
I like it.
They never really replaced Max Unger. I can trade him to the Saints in the Jimmy Graham deal.
Right.
So.
And it felt like last year, Russell Wilson was under more pressure than he had been in his career. So that's definitely a need that they have to fill right there. That's a really great guy. One of the, a lot of people has been high on Kelly the last few days in the draft. And that's a great pick. If he's still there on the board, and that's a need that you need to fill, that's a great guy to have.
Yeah, he's definitely shooting up draft boards. At 27, Green Bay. you know, ideally they would Reggie Ragland would be here, but I don't think he's going to make it. I don't think he's obviously got him going to Oakland, and I don't think even if he gets past Oakland, I don't think he'll get past Atlanta. So Green Bay, they have another position need, that's nose tackle. So I got them drafting big Andrew Billings out of Baylor. You know, Green Bay hasn't really had a big dominant nose tackle since C.J. Raji. You know, and that system and that 3-4 scheme, he's got to have a good nose tackle. And I think Billings, out of Baylor, who's a better athlete than he's given credit for, I think he can be the plug-and-play type player, and I think he'll do well. 28, Kansas City, I got him going with William Jackson III, a cornerback out of Houston, who a lot of people have. They kind of have him and Mackenzie Alexander. I kind of got them two flipped. You know, a lot of people have Mackenzie Alexander late first, early second, and William Jackson III, you know, kind of early first, mid first. But I just, personal opinion, I like Mackenzie Alexander better. You know, he plays better competition. I think he's a better athlete. But William Jackson III is a real good player in his own right. And if Kansas City is able to draft him at number 28, that would be a huge position of need. 29, this pick's going to be intriguing. You're going to like this pick. You know, Arizona. Now, remember a couple years ago when they drafted Arnie Badger out of LSU?
Yep, sure do.
Gave a guy a second chance, and it really paid off for him. Would you agree?
Sure has. So I know where you're going with it, but maybe not. Just keep going.
Well, you know, Robert Kendici's been in some trouble in the offseason.
Yep.
And, you know, he jumped out of a hotel balcony or whatever, and, you know, there's rumors that synthetic marijuana was involved. Anyways, I hope we'll give him a second chance. He's got top 10 talent. I think they've learned, you know, from the Honey Badger that sometimes it's good to give a guy a second chance. So I got them going with, you know, could potentially be a steal at 29, Robert Kendici. And they need help. They drafted Chandler Jones, which is going to help that pass rush. But now can you imagine Robert Kendici lined up next to Chandler Jones?
Oh, man, that's crazy.
That can be something right there. I think that's too good for Arizona to pass up at 29. So I think they'll pull the trigger on Kendici. And if it doesn't work out, you know, it's not like they drafted him, you know, in the top 10 or the top 15. I think it will work out. I think he'll be a pretty good NFL player with the potential to be a, you know, an all-pro type player. At 30, the Panthers, they got, you know, defensive end's been a big need. You know, with what's transpired in the last week with Josh Norman now a Redskin, you know, cornerback has got probably the biggest need. But at the end of the day, all the first-round corners were taken. None of them were left on the board. You know, Silas Jones is a borderline second-round pick, in my opinion. I think he's more of a third-round pick. So, you know, you really want to reach that high? You know, I don't think so. I think they'll go with Emmanuel Ogbah, big defense center out of Oklahoma State. He's a guy who got a lot of sacks. He's a good athlete. And, having good players up front, getting to the quarterback, that'll just help your secondary even more. So if you can't draft, unless there's a cornerback like Mackenzie Alexander, for instance, or William Jackson III still sitting there, you know, then Carolina would definitely take him. But if that's not the case, then I think the big defensive end on Oklahoma State would be a pretty good pick. And that brings me to the last pick of the first round. Now, in my scenario, you know, you obviously can't predict trades. You know, things are going to happen. But in this scenario, with no trades, I think the Jets are content with trying to sign Fitzpatrick. I think in this scenario, the Bills are going to ride with Tyrod Taylor. So that means, in my scenario, Brad.
Yep, go ahead.
Paxton Lynch is still on the board.
That's true. He's still sitting there.
And I know John Elway says quarterback is not the big. I forgot how he worded it. That he's not going to draft just a quarterback. He's going to go after the best player available. But Paxton Lynch sitting on the board at 31. You got this massive hole. You got to take Paxton Lynch. So that's who I got going. I got, you know, John Elway's quarterback falling right into his lap. You know, it's probably not going to happen like that, but it would be something if it did. So that is my mock draft. We'll review it next week, I guess, and see how wrong I was. Maybe I was right on a few things.
I think you're just gonna hit most of these than not. I think you nailed it there when you said that you can't protect trades. I think we'll see a couple of trades being made, some teams swapping here and there. But all in all, I love your mock draft. I agree with you on a lot of those points. And, you mentioned Denver there. They basically are a brand new team. They won the Super Bowl, but then everyone's pretty much gone except Von Miller, DeMarcus Ware. But they let a lot of pieces go in free agency. And they even released a few players by their own will, which I think they should have kept. But now, you're right, they need a quarterback. That's probably, at their pick right there, that's the best thing, best decision they should make. Closing out the first round is getting someone, if he's still there too, because that's a guy who won't be there long in the second round. If he's still there, you need to go ahead and grab him while you can, and that's Paxton Lynch.
I agree. It would be something if he fell that low.
But, one thing I want to correct myself on is the NFL draft actually begins this Thursday with the first round. And Friday is the second and third, and then everything else happens on Saturday. But that's pretty crazy. We're just 2 days away from the NFL draft, Clay. Isn't that crazy? We've been talking about this for months. Getting back to a little bit of football here, we actually got some news this past week when it comes to Tom Brady and Josh Norman. Football sort of back in the news again, and now, one of the biggest events in the offseason, of course, is the NFL draft, and it's almost here.
Absolutely. I love it. I remember when I was a little kid, I used to sit and watch it all day.
Yeah.
But I'm still definitely going to be watching as much of it as I can. It's harder to now. You got other obligations. It's a whole day event. I do like how they got it split up, with round one one night, round two and three the next night, and then the last few rounds on Saturday. So it's not as long.
Yeah.
So it does make it a little bit more manageable. But, I usually watch round one on Thursday night, and then round two and three is on Friday night. So I usually just keep up with it while I'm on my phone, because that's usually, days not out or, got something else going on. But, I usually keeping up with it every pick on my phone, I love the draft. I don't know why. It's just the best of college and NFL. It's when college football and NFL football come together. You know what I mean?
It's the best of both worlds.
Well, I guess it is.
And it's crazy because, we've actually had some pretty interesting stories when it comes to the NFL draft. It was just a few short years ago, Clay, me and you were in Atlanta to watch the Atlanta Hawks playoff game against Dwight Howard and the Magic. And
right.
That was a big night for Atlanta because that night they traded, a lot of people were kind of hating on the Falcons a little bit here for going up this far into the draft and causing this many picks to go up and draft Julio Jones, who's now their breakout star receiver, one of the best guys in the league at his position.
Right. Yeah, they got the great receiver. It might have set them back a little bit, missing out on some of those, losing a lot of picks. Their lack of depth has shown the last couple of years. But, they did get one of the best receivers, if not the best receiver in the game. So, it'll take a little bit of time. But, I don't think Matt Ryan was really complaining too much.
No. I don't think so either. So there's a lot of interesting stories that happen every year with the NFL draft. I'm sure we'll have another one this year with so many outstanding great players. I mean, the first two rounds especially are pretty packed with great players who can really impact their teams wherever they go.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy how these players that weren't that great in college, get drafted, above great college players. And, it's just... I don't know. It'll be interesting to see where a lot of guys go, where all these quarterbacks go. I figure those three guys that I had in my first round mock will probably be drafted somewhere in the first round. But where does Connor Cook and where does Dak Prescott go? And where does Derrick Henry,
I was going to ask you just real quick. I don't mean to interrupt you, but just real quick. First running back taken off the board. Henry, Elliott, who we got?
Well, see, I had Elliott going 13 to the Dolphins.
So, that's right. So that was your choice there. Ezekiel Elliott, pretty high off the board, too.
I could see Henry maybe going in the second to maybe Seattle.
Man, that'd be scary.
They need a running back. I think that's about where Henry will go. I don't think he'll go. I don't think he'll go in the first round. And I really don't know if he'll go. He could go maybe early second round to Dallas, but I think an ideal landing spot would be right there at the end of round two to Seattle. I think that'd be a good spot for him.
That'd be pretty. I mean, just have beast mode retire, then you fill it up with another beast mode, possibly.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, I think it'd be ideal for both teams, honestly.
I think you're right. I think it's you know, they run a lot of the pistol formation. That's something big with Alabama.
It's easier for a running back to get there. He's such a long strider. He's so tall. He needs a few extra steps to kind of get in full stride. And running out of that pistol formation really helps. You know, big taller backs like him. So I think it'd be a really good fit.
Well, Clay, I mean, I love everything I heard there. I can't wait for the NFL draft to get here. I appreciate you putting so much work into the draft. I know you had a lot of hard choices to make there, but how many, you know, this is the future of these franchises, and they're all resting in your hands.
I was worried. I got a notification this morning or yesterday about the Chargers might potentially trade back out of the number three spot, but then I got another notification today that said that it, you know, that deal was dead. So I thought for a minute I was going to have to redo my whole mock, but luckily the negotiations died down in that.
They stayed put.
Yep. Which, San Diego, I think they'd be crazy to move because they're going to get the best left tackle by far in the draft, you know, just by staying put, you know what I mean? So I don't see why they would.
Yeah, I think they're in a great spot to especially get, you know, Tonsa. If you can get Tonsa right there.
Well, honestly, they're going to get the best. I mean, I say left tackle, but they're going to get the best player in the draft, whoever it is, because the two quarterbacks that are going to go 1-2 are not the two best players in the draft.
You could wind up getting Bosa there.
They're going to have their pick of the litter, for sure.
I think the third spot is one of the best places to be in any draft.
Unless they're talking to a team, I don't know who they would. Maybe Jacksonville or somebody close that you could still, you know, that where you could still draft Tunsil, you know, somebody still in the top 10, maybe. I don't know. I think they'd be wise to stay put. It looks like they are from all indications now.
I think so too. We both agreed that the Browns would stay put last week. They went and traded with the Eagles for the number two overall pick. However, it is the right decision for the Chargers to stay in the third spot.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you're gonna have you're gonna have your pick of the litter. The best player in the draft is gonna fall on your lap, which happens a lot of times, you know, because teams at the top don't have a quarterback. I think San Diego's in a pretty good spot.
I think you're right. And just to get back. You know, thanks, Clay, again, for doing the mock draft, the first round for us. That all takes place Thursday night is the first round, followed by second and third Friday, and then the rest on Saturday. But to get some more NFL news out there for you while we're talking about it here on this podcast, some news that broke yesterday was that the U.S. Appeals Court has reinstated Tom Brady's four-game suspension over the whole Deflategate controversy. And if this holds true, Brady would miss the first four games, including the Cardinals, Dolphins, Texans, and Bills. And then return for game five, actually week five, because they have a bye week after that, with the Cleveland Browns.
Wow, that's four pretty tough opponents, by the way.
You look at them, Dolphins, they've gotten better. Cardinals, that's a loss in my opinion. Cardinals are going to win that game. Texans, they're better. I mean, that's four teams who all improved their roster this offseason.
Yeah, they could go 2-2, maybe 1-3 during that stretch without Brady.
And who knows? Maybe the Browns can get him in week five. I think we'll finally see Garoppolo. You know, we haven't really got to see anything from him since he's been in New England, except in the preseason.
It could be a blessing in disguise.
Could be. Because, I mean, he needs to get some experience before he takes over anyway.
Yeah. I like Garoppolo from what I've seen in preseason, but I've heard that a lot of fans and people within the organization are still not sold on him, so I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
I don't know how you can know after not getting that much playing time.
Right, yeah.
I think I'm pretty sure that Tom Brady is going to appeal that suspension again. However, that's what happened last time, and then he got his way, and now we're back in this again. So I'm not going to spend a ton of time talking about it because I'm actually tired of Deflategate and the whole Tom Brady thing. I don't know why we got to bring it up again for another full off season to talk about it. Anyway, it is what it is. I wanted to get that out there just so you guys would be aware.
I saw you posted it on the Facebook page, and I thought, what's Brad doing? He got some story from a year ago.
See?
But then I saw it somewhere else, and I was like, well, I guess it did happen. I just glanced over and said, Tom Brady 4-game suspension. I was like, what? That's old news. What are you talking about?
You get breaking news with the Sports Report Facebook page and Twitter page. Go hit us up there on Facebook at the Sports Report. And on Twitter, we changed our name this past week to THA Sport Report. So, yeah, pretty big news going out in New England this week. And also, some big news happening at the end of last week, Clay, when the Carolina Panthers decided to pull the franchise tag off of cornerback Josh Norman. And he became a free agent. And then he quickly signed, a day later, decides to sign with the Washington Redskins for a 5-year, $75 million deal. Reports are that Josh Norman was full intent on going back to Carolina, but they were not going to pay him that much money.
Yeah, they got too many holes, too many other, people that they got to pay. Too many. They got to get. They got to improve their offensive line. They got to, make sure Cam Newton's paid. They got to improve their receiver. Carolina, for a team that won 15 game regular season games and made the Super Bowl, they still got a pretty good bit of holes if you think about it. Offensive line, wide receiver. They got some pretty glaring holes in my opinion. So yeah, they couldn't afford to pay him the type of money that he was wanting to get and that he got.
I think it was crazy to see both teams who were in the Super Bowl last year were carried there by their defenses, and now they're both really in a spot where they have to fill huge gaps going into the next season. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I could see Carolina slipping now. I thought they were still definitely a lock to win the division, and they still may. They're still probably the favorites. But I could see a team like Tampa, maybe even Atlanta, if they have a good draft. There's going to be a lot of contention for the NFC South now, I believe.
I think you're right. Well,
Clay, the NFC West is just up in the air right now.
Yeah, you never can tell about the NFC. It changes like every week. It changes in the NFC East.
Yeah.
Well, Clay, thanks again for being on the Sports Report podcast with me, the NFL draft mock version. I know we all were really interested to hear what you had to say and get your mock out there for everyone on Thursday. Before you make your own mock, or maybe you get ready for the draft this week, make sure you listen to this podcast and check out Clay's first round mock of this year's NFL draft.
Maybe it'll do some good. I don't know. We'll find out.
I think it did pretty great. Pretty nail on the head. I can't wait to see how it all turns out. I'm sure we're up for a few surprises here and there. But who knows? You could bat 500.
Maybe I won't go over 31. That's just what I'm hoping for.
Maybe. Remember, you can check out.
Surely San Diego will take Tunsil.
If they trade it by Thursday. We're gonna have to do another podcast.
All right.
All right. Well, Clay, thank you so much for being on the podcast with me again, and I can't wait to do more shows with you in the future.
All right. I love it, brother. Have a good night.
You too, man. Remember to check out replays of each and every Sports Report podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Audioboom. Thank you so much. This has been the Sports Report podcast with Brad and Clay.